This is Craig Russo, the leader of the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project. We're based in Central Illinois, and we have a new Latin Jazz CD, Mambo Influenciado. This is GLT Jazz Next. Well, I've always been interested in jazz. That was the comfort music around our house, and it was a very natural transition to want to learn to play, and drums ended up being my instrument. Probably when I was a teenager, I started to hear some salsa groups and some Latin jazz groups, and it just fascinated me. I think a lot of it was because of the percussion. There's so much percussion, and so there's a natural interest as I was already a drummer. But I also liked it culturally. I liked the way the music had great grooves. There was a lot of improvisation. I had been out to clubs and I saw what a great social scene it was with dancing. It was music that you could listen to and dance. So it really hooked me. So as my interest in this developed, about the late 90s, I just felt that I had plateaued as a percussionist. I had played drum set for a long time, and I was trying to develop as a lad percussionist, playing congas especially, and I just had to face the fact that I didn't sound the way I wanted to sound. I didn't sound the way all my heroes sounded on their recordings, and I wanted to do something about that. I ended up hooking up with a group of musicians and dancers who traveled to Cuba on a regular basis to study, because really, Cuba has just an extraordinarily rich musical history, especially for these Latin grooves and music styles. So that was the place for me, and that really changed my life. It is possible to travel to Cuba legally for research reasons and for other reasons of cultural exchange. So about every 2 or 3 years since that time, I've been making a trip. And I have a lot of friends there. I know a lot of the great musicians there, and it has just made a tremendous difference both in my playing and my appreciation of the music. Our new recording is called Mambo Influenciado, and really the name of that seemed obvious. It works in a couple of different ways. First of all, that's a well-known standard by the great Cuban piano player Chucho Valdez, and it really is what we're all about. We try to combine all of our personal history and experience in jazz with Latin music, which a lot of us have a special interest in. So every tune on the recording, I think, is unique in a way. I chose tunes that I like, and tunes that, just to my ear, my opinion, lent themselves to this combination. Maybe there was something about the tune that I thought, hey, boy, if we do it with this rhythmic feel, it'll sound really fresh and interesting. That was really the approach for every individual tune. Melodious Funk is a tune I don't think is that well known. Yeah, I first heard it sung by this great jazz vocalist Giacomo Gates.
'Cause I'm in a deep blue. Melodious Funk. Shut up.
It was one of those tunes that I thought, I really like this tune, and I think it's going to lend itself well to this kind of groove. So I don't know if anyone else has ever done a Latin version of it. I know that the composer of the tune, Meredith D'Ambrosio, called me when she heard it. She was ecstatic. She really liked it. So that turned out well. So this is Meredith D'Ambrosio's composition called Melodious Funk, done as a cha-cha-cha and Montuno rhythm.
That's Melodious Funk, done by the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project from their brand new release, Mambo Influenciado. You can hear blues songs, get lawn and garden advice, and hear a condensed week of GLT programming on other GLT podcasts. To listen in, just click the podcast's link at our website, wglt.org.